NHRA's 75th anniversary. They have so many cool things that are outside the norm that they're doing each event. It's a perfect time to come out for the first time and check it out and see it. But if you leave there and you weren't excited and thrilled, I mean, it's basically like taking a 3.5 hour NASCAR race and condensing it down to 3.5 seconds.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. An honor to have on the line with the greatest racers in motorsports history, USAC Triple Crown champion, IndyCar Series champion, four-time Cup Series champion, both as a driver and an owner and a member of no less than six Hall of Fames. Now one of the biggest and brightest stars in his latest on-track effort with the NHRA, where he's a multi-time Top Fuel winner, the one and only Tony Stewart. Smoke, welcome back to Chicago. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks. Appreciate you having us.
Tony, it's always been, but it is an especially great time to be Tony Stewart. It's a great time to be in the Tony Stewart family and race team in a sport that was unfamiliar. You and Leah both in the top four in Top Fuel. Matt's just 48 points behind the leader in Funny Car. So far this season, things have been exciting.
Yeah, it's been a tug of war with Lee and I on who's ahead of who in the point standings, but awesome. We raced in Charlotte and both made it to the finals of the four wide. So unfortunately, neither won, but we didn't have the occasion that everybody is waiting for, is seeing Lee and I in the finals competing against each other and seeing who gets kicked to the couch that night. So, but it's been a lot of fun this year getting to race with her.
When it comes to the family side of it, talk about it. It's absolutely the best case scenario. So Leah steps away for you guys to have Dominic, an amazing blessing, and to have her be able to step back in and continue to do the things she loves, you know, racing, and not miss a beat. Did you guys talk about it? Any kind of expectations? And then for her to be this good right away, or is it like riding a bike? How happy is everybody about the way things are going?
Well, I'm new to the drag racing space, so I haven't had the scenario of stepping out of the car and coming back in and knowing what that feels like. Once I got involved, I've just stayed in a driving capacity, you know, through now. For Leah, it was a little bit of a change. I mean, she raced for 25 straight years and then was ready to start a family and have her son Dominic. And so a year of being pregnant, a year of being a mom and making sure we get him off on the right foot. And now she's ready to get back in the car. And that's something that you don't normally see. You don't see a lot of these female drivers after having a child decide they want to get back in the race car. And that was something that Leah was very adamant about, is that that was her plan all along. So essentially, I got fired from my own race team so Leah could get her car back. And, but at the same time, I was able to find a ride with Richard Freeman and everyone in Elite Motorsports. And it gives us a unique opportunity to race against each other. And we're driving for two separate teams. I'm actually racing against the team that I own. So it's a unique dynamic for sure. When you got to look at your employees when you're going up to the line to race against them. But, at the same time, I think everybody involved, you know, both Richard and everyone at Elite and everyone on our Tony Stewart Racing team, everybody's excited that we all get to do this together. And that, you know, the goal every week is to try to be on opposite sides of the ladder to where, you know, hopefully we get to the finals and we're racing each other for the win. So, the way I look at it, if I can make it to the finals and have to race Leah, no matter what the outcome is, I win. If I win the race, I win, I get a trophy. If I lose the race, my team wins and my wife wins. So everybody's happy. Yeah, it's a very, very unique situation in motorsports that you just don't see very often. There's another couple in pro categories and pro stock motorcycle with Matt and Angie Smith that have been doing this for years. And so I have spent some time talking to a lot with Matt and some with Angie about, hey, how do you keep the balance with the personal life and professional life at the same time and making sure that, you know, the professional side doesn't get in the way of the family side. But it's fun. I think Leah was more excited about us racing against each other than I was. I kind of felt like all along, if I won the race when we ran against each other, that I would get kicked to the couch and that's where I was going to sleep until she told me I could come back. But it's really not that way. It's, you know, we both respect each other. We both know that when we go up there, even though, you know, we're spouses with each other, that the one thing that we're there to do is to win the race. So I'm not cutting her any slack. She doesn't cut me any slack. And, hopefully we'll get that scenario at some point this season.
It's so competitive. You guys are so great. Obviously, you know, you're going to definitely be trying. And either way, whoever wins that trophy comes home and it's a win-win scenario. I think the winners are really the fans. They get one of their favorite drivers back in Leah, right? You have you there. And just that whole dynamic from a storyline perspective, the NHRA really couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, it would's been amazing so far this year, and especially going down to Charlotte. Again, I mean, I lived in the Charlotte area so long with my NASCAR career, and to see the fans, and you know, they've been around the last 2 years with me driving in the top fuel class in NHRA, but to see them this year, and now they're excited that Lee and I have the opportunity to race with each other. I think they've been more excited than I thought the fans would be. So there was actually a lady that went by, and she's chanting before the final round. She's chanting, Lee, and her pit's not even close to mine. So she's doing that to get a dig in at me, which I thought was great. I think it's neat that, you know, Leah's fans are so excited to see her back in the car. And even my fans, you know, now are Leah fans. So it's great to see the support we both get from our own fans on both sides. And our fan base just keeps growing because of it.
Yeah, on the storyline side, it's the 100th anniversary of Route 66 in general. And that Coliseum of Speed that is named for it is that venue that's just seen so much success since bringing the races back a couple of years ago. Now, we share a sister state relationship with Indiana, but you have so many fans, obviously nationally, but a ton in the Chicago area for sure. For those people that may not have been there and excited to get back, talk a little bit about Route 66, having been there as a racing venue, and just why it's so special for the drivers and teams.
Well, I think it's a pretty exciting time and a very exciting year to be in the Chicagoland area. And obviously, you know, Joliet not far away at all. To have NASCAR coming back to the Oval is huge. But to go to Joliet, if you have the opportunity to come to the drag race, and we've had so many of our NASCAR fans the last couple of years that have came to watch us drag race, and they come and they say, hey, we've never been to one. And I'm like, come by at the end of the day and tell me what you think. And the number one most common response we get is we had no idea. That is literally what you get from the fans. You can watch it on TV all you want, but you never get the feeling and the sensation you get of being there live, because the cars, I mean, our cars have 12,000 horsepower. You take half of the starting lineup of the Daytona 500 and the motor that is in my car, you take half of the field combined and it's the same.
Yeah,
so, I mean, great. It just tells you how powerful these cars are, and the concussion and vibration you get from those when the cars hit the gas, you can't get that watching TV. And so if you have the chance, if you've never been to a drag race, come one time, and especially this year. I mean, this is the year to come because it's NHRA's 75th anniversary. They have so many cool things that are outside the norm that they're doing each event, that it's a perfect time to come out for the first time and check it out and see it. But if you leave there and you weren't excited and thrilled, I mean, it's basically like taking a 3.5 hour NASCAR race and condensing it down to 3.5 seconds. And that excitement's condensed down to that 3.5 seconds as well. So to go there and be a part of it and be there live, and literally for a fan that's never been to a drag race, when you buy a ticket to the drag races, you can literally walk everywhere on that property except to the starting line. You can walk in the pit area. You're walking. You see the drivers are signing autographs at the ropes. You get to see the teams building and rebuilding the engines. You see them do the warm up. You smell the nitromethane fumes. You get to hear how powerful these engines are. And it is a very, very unique experience that only NHRA can deliver.
You're one of those very few guys that have had experiencing success in so many different series, and Route 66, for the people that may not know, I don't know who those would be, is right there in that complex with the dirt track, Chicagoland Speedway for NASCAR. You've raced all of them. You mentioned it. Your legendary NASCAR career has no doubt brought a ton of new fans to the NHRA. As Chicagoland comes back, and for those people to be able to be there, just your thoughts in general, racing fans and being able to experience Chicagoland again.
Yeah, it's great. It's, you know, it's such a great market. I mean, like you mentioned, we have a ton of race fans in this area, and there's a lot of short track racing in this area as well. And so that's where our fan base was built. But to sit there and have a venue there in Joliet that you get to watch a NASCAR race, and literally on the same property across the street, you can go to a dirt race or a drag race. You have a very unique opportunity with a cool venue there at Chicagoland. So, you know, whether you're coming for the NASCAR race, that's a great situation. Come to the NHRA race is awesome. It's an unbelievable experience. It's unique. And for us, it's special coming back this year. I mean, I got my second win of the season last year here. So to be there and had some of our friends and family come from Indiana over and get to be a part of it. And so many of our fans that watched us in short track racing growing up before we even got to NASCAR. I mean, it's a special place for us.
Yep, coming up, and go to all of them. Don't think either or, think and get out there for all that. May 14th through the 17th for the NHRA Route 66. We'll have links up for it at WGNRadio.com for all of it. And you mentioned it, right? Every ticket is a pit pass. There's no better way to experience it. TV does a great job, but the sights, the sounds, the smells, and for NHRA, the vibrations, just what you feel and experience is unparalleled. And you've experienced that yourself, and of course all those fans will as well. So Tony, it's great to have you back in town. I know a tons of fans are excited to see you and Lee and all the stars of the NHRA back for the race. No substitute for that. And Tony, as we let you go, where can people go to get more information, get tickets, get in on all the action? I'm guessing NHRA.com, but any place else?
Exactly that. That's exactly where you get. NHRA.com has all the information, has all the times of when we run, but that's where you can get your tickets. It's super easy. And like I said, it's such a neat experience where when you buy your ticket, it gets you everywhere on the property. So definitely come out, get a ticket, bring your family out, come up. We'll take photos, sign autographs during the day when we have opportunities, and we'll have a great time.
Hopefully you guys win again, get a chance to break out the Bandito. We'll have links for WGNRadio.com for all of it. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the city. Thanks for everything you're doing for the sport, Tony. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you. Thank you.